Greetings of peace and blessing to all of you joining us in prayer today. A special acknowledgement to all of you who may be listening for the first time today because someone shared the God Minute with you. A very warm welcome to you, and thank you for joining us. Today here in the United States is a national holiday, Labor Day, a day set aside to give thanks for the opportunity of work and the dignity that it brings. And if that's not enough, we begin a brand new week given to us by a kind and generous God. So thank you, Lord God, for this and for so much. And to all of you praying with us today, I'm Father Ron Hoy, and this is the God Minute. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 46, A Haven. God is our refuge and our strength, a haven in times of trouble.
Therefore, we can be calm though the earth shakes, though the nations change, and though the sea rises. Our trust is in the Holy One who is making the heavens and the earth, who is with us in our own hearts.
See the miracles that are a part of our lives, and the longings for peace and justice in our hearts, and the way we can make our lives abundant in nearly any circumstance.
God whispers to us, "Be still and know that I am God. I am with you to the ends of the universe and through all time."
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, chapter 6, verse 2. Bear one another's burdens, and so you will fulfill the law of Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today is Labor Day in the United States, and we get a reading about burdens. This reminds me of the iconic motto that has symbolized the spirit of Boys Town in Omaha, Nebraska, USA, for decades. "He ain't heavy, he's my brother." It originated in 1918 when a boy with polio, wearing heavy leg braces and walking with difficulty, was abandoned by his mother at the home. Soon after his arrival, several of the older boys began carrying him around. One day, Father Flanagan, the founder of the home, asked a teenager if carrying the disabled boy was hard. His reply, "He ain't heavy, Father. He's my brother." These words are certainly relevant beyond Boys Town. In fact, they are the message of today's scripture passage, "Bear one another's burdens." At some point in all of our lives, most of us need to be carried by someone, figuratively speaking at least, and we've probably carried somebody else too. We're all human, we all stumble, we're all needy, and we require aid. As members of God's family, we are called to come to the aid of our sisters and brothers. When a load suddenly becomes too heavy for one person, we are to help bear burdens. This added strength and encouragement is often the difference between pressing on or giving up. Indeed, we bear our own loads while still being available to bear the burdens of others as the Spirit leads. During the summer in Midwest USA, sunflowers bloom beautifully. These flowers normally follow the sun's light, except when it's a cloudy, rainy day. Then they turn toward each other to share their energy. Let's be sunflowers in each other's lives. Let's ask ourselves, when have I willingly shared my energy with someone who's burdened? When has my generosity lightened the load for another? And who has lovingly carried me?
Let's lift to Jesus now our brothers and sisters who are struggling to find work, and for those who have been let go, we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are our God and Messiah, but you are also our brother. Help us share that gift with one another, especially those who are in need of support and prayer. For when we carry their burden, you promise to carry ours. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us in prayer. And as we go forth, let's remember to live those words, "He ain't heavy, he's my brother and sister." Peace be upon you, friends. Saint Vincent de Paul.
Pray for us.
Blessed Rosalie Rendu.
Pray for us.
We'll see you tomorrow.